and repeating them when necessary. You do even more than keep your addictions in remission. You can enjoy a new freedom from the underlying issues. Being dependent on hard drugs, prescription drugs, alcohol, overeating, gambling, and other addictions are but a symptom. Let's attack the root cause as well. There is a section that goes over the history of Alcoholics Anonymous and the 12 steps from the Oxford Group to give a deeper understanding of the process. At the end of this book, there are worksheets provided to answer regarding your personal addictive behavior that will help you get deeper into your triggers and how you have reacted in the past. Before we get to the 12 steps for drug addiction recovery, we have to decide to be committed to being rigorously honest. We also have to be receptive and have an open mind. And finally, the biggest one, we have to have willingness. We have to be willing to accept things, have the willingness to be humble, and be willing to take these 12 steps, one step at a time, one day at a time. Chapter 2, The Oxford Group. The history of the 12-step program started with Alcoholics Anonymous and can be traced back to the Oxford Group. The Oxford Group was started in the early 1900s. The founder, Dr. Frank Buckman, was a Lutheran minister who experienced a spiritual transformation in a vision where he saw the face of Jesus Christ and realized how his anger and resentments had separated himself from God's unconditional love. He surrendered his will to God and started to share his experience with others. Dr. Buckman's work and following grew, and the fellowship groups eventually made it to Oxford, Yale, Harvard, Princeton, Williams, and Smith and Vassar. The fellowship outreach was conducted through house meetings, and members were encouraged to find and work with other people in their communities who suffered from similar problems. Bill Wilson, one of the co-founders of Alcoholics Anonymous, traced his path to sobriety through the Oxford Group. Ebbie Thatcher was an old friend and drinking buddy with Bill Wilson. Thatcher was restored to sobriety through the Oxford Group and shared the principles with Bill Wilson. In that first meeting with Ebbie Thatcher, while Bill Wilson was still drinking heavily, Bill Wilson scoffed at the idea of God. But he noticed that Ebbie was changed from the inside out. He was intrigued and attracted to this transformation. 20 years later, Bill Wilson described his conversion experience after the event by saying, "My depression deepened unbearably, and finally seemed to me as though I were at the very bottom of a pit. I still gagged badly at the notion of a power greater than myself. But finally, just for the moment, the last vestige of my proud obstinacy was crushed. All at once, I found myself crying out, 'If there is a God, let him show himself. I am ready to do anything, anything.' Suddenly, the room lit up with a great white light. I was caught up into an ecstasy, which there are no words to describe. It seemed to me, in the mind's eye, that I was on a mountain and that a wind, not of air, but of spirit, was blowing. And then it burst upon me that I was a free man. Slowly the ecstasy subsided. I lay on the bed, but now for a time I was in another world, a new world of consciousness. All about me and through me, there was a wonderful feeling of presence. And I thought to myself, 'So this is the God of the preachers.' A great peace stole over me, and I thought, 'No matter how wrong this seems to be, they are still all right. Things are all right with God and his world.'" Bill Wilson began to know a new peace as he surrendered his will to God. A quote from the Promises in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous relates the fruition of this experience here. "We are going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. We will not